Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. I want to let you know about an important date that's fast approaching. The annual Tell Us Something fundraiser will be May 4th and 5th. It is a 24-hour online giving event. For 24 hours, you will be able to directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via this podcast, and soon at the new Tell Us Something YouTube channel. Mark your calendars for Missoula Gives on May 4th and 5th. Thank you. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 21st, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, Don't Look Back. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from George DiGiorgio and is titled A Pagan Feast in Rickatia. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Hello. I grew up in a shipyard where my father built sailing ships, and I started sailing when I was around 9 or 10 years old. At 18, I became a captain of sailing ships, and in 1954, that was a long time ago, I was sent to Tahiti, which is about 5,000 miles from Valparaiso, Chile. We were taking a cargo of Chilean wine, copper goods, rice, and other items from Chile to Tahiti. And then on the way back, we would bring mother-of-pearl, vanilla, and coconut copra. Our first stop was 4,000 miles away in the island of Mangareva. Mangareva hadn't had a boat from another country come in for 10 years, so we were the first vessel to come to the island from another part of the world in 10 years. The French sent one ship once a year to supply them. So we got to the island. It had only about 300 inhabitants and the little town of Rickatia. We came through the pass into the lagoon, tied up, and the first person who came on board in a black robe was Father Michel. He said, I am the spiritual leader of these people. And we invited him to come below and have a cup of coffee, but he said, could I have a glass of wine? And then after he tasted this good Chilean wine, he said, you know, I have no wine to consecrate for Mass, so could I have a couple liters? So we gave him 2 bottles of Chilean wine, Concha y Toro. And when he left, the boat was called the Serva Labadi. She was a Dutch-built schooner. Then the chief of the island came on board. And he said, Captain, you know, you come from so far away. We wish we could show you our old ways, our way of dancing, our singing. And would you authorize us to do this? I said, well, I can't authorize you for anything. He said, yes, you can. You're the captain. So he said, well, in 3 days, we will have a performance of our dancers and our songs, Polynesian. He got off the boat, and that evening we could hear the drums and the singing in the jungle. The priest came back on board. He said, Captain, I have to talk to you. What are you doing? You're authorizing these people who have been guiding for so many years, are making them forget their old pagan ways and their dances and this lascivious behavior. So I said, well, you know, I can't go back on my word. we're going to let them do their presentation. He said, well, while you are watching this pagan feast, I will be praying for you in the chapel. The day of the performance, we had on board some magnesium flares. You know, the ones they used during World War II to light up runways, stuff like that. We said, well, we want to take pictures of this event. I sent two of my crew members to tie the flares underneath the two big breadfruit trees where they were going to have the ceremony. And like that, we could light up and take some pictures. When the time came and the priest was supposed to be praying in the chapel, the dancers came, they started dancing. My first mate went and lit the flares, and it threw a big light. And all of a sudden, we heard something like a bird falling off the tree, you know, breaking branches and landing in the middle of the dancers. It was Father Michel. He was watching the performance. We laughed. It was so incredible that we didn't take any pictures. He walked back to the chapel, and the next morning he came on board. He said, Captain, you can redeem yourself by doing me a big favor. My generator isn't running. I need to send it to Tahiti. Tahiti was 1,000 miles west of where we were in the island of Mangareva. He said, if you take my generator, I'll give you a log of ironwood. Ironwood is very hard, precious wood used for furniture and sculptures and things like that. I said, okay, I'll take your generator. And then the next morning they came with a wheelbarrow and brought me his little generator. And some other of the inhabitants brought the ironwood log. We put this on deck and we sailed towards Tahiti, which, like I said, was 1,000 miles away. On the way, we said, well, why don't we stop at the island of Raivavai? It's a small island that has only about 50 inhabitants. And we needed water, and we wanted to get some more coconuts and mangoes and stuff. So we put into the lagoon of Raivavai, and were greeted by the man who was the leader of the chief of the island. He was a male nurse. He was like the doctor of the place. He came on board, and when he saw the generator sitting there on deck, he said, oh my gosh, a generator. Is it running? I said, no, it's going for repair in Tahiti. He said, I could repair it here. And I said, you know, this Father Michel was really nasty. I'm going to do something. I said, you can have the generator. Then we sailed on to Tahiti, which is and we got there. I sold the ironwood log for a lot of money. And we unloaded our cargo and then sailed to Pitcairn Island, where the mutineers of the Bounty ended up, and then to Easter Island, and then back to Chile. And that was our adventure in the South Pacific. Thank you.
Thanks, George. George DiGiorgio was born in a car wreck in France on the way to Italy in 1928. George's father moved the family to Chile at the age of 4, where he grew up working in his father's wooden ship boatyard. In 1947, at the age of 17, George joined the American expedition to Antarctica, becoming the youngest person ever to spend a year there. George lived a month alone on the Palmer Peninsula Plateau and was the first to cross the Atlantic to the Pacific by dog sled with a joint British-American party. He has a mountain named after him, DiGiorgio Mountain. George then spent the next 30 years sailing the world's oceans. George was the navigator on the ship Mischief for the famous English explorer H.W. Tillman. He also hunted for Sir Francis Drake's lost treasure on Robinson Crusoe Island. For the past 8 years, George has worked at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and Cascade Historical Society in Great Falls, Montana. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com. The number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store. Supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, the Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana, that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Angela Miller, Travis Doria, Sam Martinich, George DiGiorgio, me, Mark Moss, Brad Cederberg, Bob Zimmerino, and Colin Hickey. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Angela Miller, Travis Doria, Sam Martinich, George DiGiorgio, me, Mark Moss, Brad Cederberg, Bob Zimmerino, and Colin Hickey. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget about the annual Tell Us Something fundraiser on May 4th and 5th. Tell Us Something will be participating in Missoula Gives, a 24-hour online giving event. For 24 hours, you will be able to directly support the important work of helping storytellers get their stories heard at the live events, via this podcast, and soon at the new Tell Us Something YouTube channel. Mark your calendars for Missoula Gives on May 4th and 5th, the annual Tell Us Something online fundraising event.